quick backup there, 10 days between runs. So he's obviously come through that run well, and I think if he can take another step forward on Saturday, he's certainly going to be very hard to beat. Big respect on Diplomatico. Just the fact we haven't seen him on a heavy track, that's the query for me. But want to be with Roosevelt, race 6, number 7.
Yeah, great opportunity for Rachel King getting these rides tomorrow. Roosevelt at the moment, $2.90 over Diplomatico at $3 as it stands right now. Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, you've got a tip in the next of the features, the Nivison Race 7.
Yeah, that's right, with Rachel King again and with the Blue Army. Godolphin again, Resin. I think she really comes into this race, given it's a wet track, and she catches a few of these key rivals on the hop as far as fitness goes. There's plenty to like about her here. But she was very good first up there, chasing home a stablemate, Soothing, and Maximus, who we've seen win himself. So Frank the form. She dropped back to the midweek last start, but really towed up her rivals there. That was on a soft track, far too good. And that was against the boys, and she carried 59 kilos. Now, like her mum, I don't think there's much of her beat it, but she's all ticker, so happy to be with her. Drawn 7, she should be somewhere on the speed. Been making her own luck. Back to 54 kilos here. I think that bodes well. She is up in grade, and she loves wet tracks. So put yourself on the speed. I think your listeners can have a good bet at her at the each way odds and know that she'll be somewhere in the finish. That's race 7, number 9, Resin.
$8 before we get to the 12 o'clock early bird. So $8 right now for Resin. And Brad, you've got also a tip in the next race 8, the Club New South Wales.
Yeah, I'm with First Hand here. Again, I think he's a reasonable play at the each way. $6.50 at the moment with Tab. We hang out for the 12 o'clock once more. But I like how this race steps up for this Hawks Train Galloper. There's plenty of speed in the race. We have Noble Joey carving across in a wide draw, followed across by Isa Rich. And then you've got Crafty Cop, who's a pretty keen going horse, drawn 5. So imagine they punch on with him. That'll set it up for him. He's drawn 2. He'll just flop out the gate, get a nice run. And imagine being cuddled up on the inside. If he gets the brakes in the straight, I think he can get home over the top of his rivals. First up, I thought he was excellent. He ran over 1,000 metres. That's not really his go. That was buying tactical advantage, who we know is a pretty smart horse. Wet tracks, no problem either. 2 from 2 on soft tracks. So I think that plays to his hands furthermore. So you go back to his Randwick record too, and it's also very good. So he certainly ticks a few boxes for a $6.50 hope. So as we come to the close of the day, hopefully he can send us home a winner. That's race 8, number 2, First Hand.
Yeah, $6.50 right now is race 8, number 2. And completing the program here, Simon, you've got one in race 9.
Yeah, pretty keen on Right or Wrong in the last, Andrew. I think he's building nicely this time in. He returned from over 2.5 years off the scene at Sandown over the 1,000 metres. He caught the eye on that occasion. Then both performances in Sydney have both been very good. He ran second behind Trekking 2 back. And then I thought he found the line well behind Maximus last start. Is in the back of the field, he had to take a few gaps and found the line well. He was a sectional markup on that occasion and now gets to 1,400. I just think he's had the perfect grounding. They've taken their time before stepping him up in trip. He's unbeaten in 2 prior attempts over 1,400 and should appreciate the sting out. We haven't seen him on a heavy track, but he's won 3 of 5 on soft going. So ticked a lot of boxes. He has placed in 12 of 17 and looks to be in good order. Jason Collett from the good draw should get him into a good spot. I think he's going to be hard to beat. Race 9, number 5, Right or Wrong.
$5.50 where it sits at the moment. All right, so running through them, the 3 for Simon for his Fridays, 3.15 Handle the Truth, 6.7 Roosevelt, and 9.5 Right or Wrong. And for Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, it's 4.4 High Bridge, 7.9 Risen, and 8.2 First Hand. Hey, Brad, have you had a look at the Caulfield Cup?
I haven't, to be honest, Andrew. I've been listening intently to a lot of your interviews, though, and trying to read between the lines, so I think I'm more confused than ever.
That's the job. I love confusing. No, I don't. I certainly don't. But good luck tomorrow, mate. Hope it's a winning day.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Brad. Lots of information on the Racing New South Wales website through the day there. Simon, you'll join us at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for all of the races on City Tats Day. Have you had a look at the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, I'm not really in terms of struggled to get away from the market, so pretty basic with me. I think Kingsville Dream sets up so well. I just think that last start behind Winx there, it's not the flat run, but you could tell it was a nice prep run for him, and this has been the grand final for a long time, and he gets in well at the weights, and he's drawn well. So, deserved favourite. I think he's going to be hard to beat.
Understand. All right, mate, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, look forward to it, Andrew. Cheers.
Simon Donopoulos from Racing and Sports going through everything there. That's about it for the news hour of Racing HQ. Track work nearly over here at Werribee. The last group of internationals just have completed some cantering and some work, and I think that's Nikita, who ran in last year's Melbourne Cup, that's back again to run the Scottish horse this year in the Melbourne Cup. I hope you got something out of the interviews that we had earlier with Pat Cosgrave, Annalisa Balding, Robert Trevor Jones, Paul Bloodworth. Hope you got something out of that. Stick around. Sean's coming up. Full preview for Cranbach Cup Day at Taree, and then all the other previews. And, of course, tomorrow morning we're on air. The best way to start your Saturday is with us at Sky Sports Radio from 6:30.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Police have made an arrest over the sickening attack of a young girl in Logan, south of Brisbane. It's believed the 12-year-old girl was slashed in the face with a box cutter 20 times yesterday morning. A 17-year-old boy will front court today. Facebook has announced a new initiative that will help young Aussies attack cyberbullying by training them as digital ambassadors. Both Facebook and Instagram will invest $1 million to scale up Project Rocket's project for kids to empower them to support one another. And Aussie households are being warned to expect higher food prices. Crop shortages from the drought, rising fuel costs, and a weaker Australian dollar are all adding to the price of supermarket staples. Food prices at Coles have risen in the September quarter for the first time in 10 years. Making headlines in sport this morning, nothing short of a miracle will be enough for Australia to avoid a crushing defeat in the second test after Pakistan's batsmen showed no mercy in the series decider. Australia was set a mammoth target of 538 to win after Pakistan declared their second innings at 9 for 400 late on day three. The tourists resume at 1 for 47 today, requiring another 491 runs to pull off a world record run chase in the series decider. In other cricket news, Australian women have opened their five-match ODI series with a five-wicket win over Pakistan. Jack Dempsey is a chance of making his return to Test rugby against the All Blacks in Japan, having been named in Michael Checker's Wallaby squad for Bledisloe 3. And in some tennis news, Nick Kyrgios has withdrawn from the Kremlin Cup due to an elbow injury. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio covers Country Cups action right throughout New South Wales. Monday, we're off to Coonabarabran for a jam-packed cup day. Get your Coonabarabran tips race morning at 10 here on Sky Sports Radio.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale has an unrivaled record of success. With 117 stakes wins and 17 Group 1 victories in the last five seasons alone, it's the most prolific source of winners in Australasia and Asia. Hundreds of two-year-olds are on offer, so don't miss the opportunity to bolster your stable. Join us at Karaka on the 21st and 22nd of November. Contact NZB now to request a catalogue or view online. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Lana, so many great names in cooking at Bin Lee.
Yes, Mum. Smeg, Westinghouse, DeLonghi, Amiga, Beko, Woolworths and more.
Woolworths is actually a supermarket, Lionel.
And if you buy a selected oven, cooktop or range hood at Bin Lee, you'll actually get a bonus Woolworths e-gift card, Mum, worth up to $300.
Wow.
Yep, a bonus Woolworths e-gift card up to $300 only for a limited time at Bin Lee.
Offer via redemption. Conditions apply. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it's 12 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Big day of racing today at Taree. Cranbach day there. And it is going to be a beauty. The track report, we'll have a look at Taree. They're saying heavy. Heavy 9 and fine. And Priscilla Smith will run through the form for us in just a moment. She's with us now. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. Absolutely beautiful weather today. Obviously, we've seen a few showers fall this week, but we are blessed with sunshine. I'm sure we're in for a good day's racing.
And happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Another year older.
Well, you always say the celebrating the anniversary of your 21st, all right?
Yeah, right. I'll stick with that one. That sounds good to me.
It lasts a long time. Now, let's have a look today. Race 1, number 1, Bacala, $5. 2, Casino Mondial, $14. 3, For Gordon, I Rock, $19. 4 and 5 out, 6 Melodama 26, 7 Bonnie Forever 19, 8 the 8 is Gladiator's Girl 101, 9 Golden Abbey 26, 10 Strategic Spark 15, 11 Swinger 10, number 12 Sunny Afternoon 440, 13 Gypsy Queen 650, 14 Have Not 390, 15 Mon Cherie is 23, and 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite is number 14 Have Not at $3.90.
1, 12, 14 and 2. I'm with the top weights here in Bacala. He's only had the one run for the new yard in the Brett Bellamy stable. He was a former Victorian galloper and he finished third at Mowi on debut. That was on a soft track back in June of last year. He went first up over the 800 metres and he just didn't have the best of luck off a sticky gate. He was fairly green in the straight. He wanted to lay in. Josh Adams was aboard him on that occasion. He takes the ride once again. So I just feel that it'll be all the better for having that ride on him. Since 1,000 metres is really to his liking here. Just not sure where he gets from the gate today. It's a little bit sticky. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if he does press forward from out there. He did show enough early toe over the 800 metres to put himself into the race over 1,000. The 12 in Sunny Afternoon, I thought, had trolled up quite nicely at Newcastle over the 800 metres. Led them up, and he was another colt that had a good look around. He went to the line with his ears pricked, but he was never let off the bridle at any stages. He's got the advantage of the inside draw today, so he should get the best possible run in transit. The 14 in Have Not. A blink has come off today. I thought the first start run at Tamworth held plenty of merit. What to make of her effort at Dubbo there second up? She was beaten about the 8 length, so I'm willing to forgive her for that. She's since gone back to the trials and trolled nicely. Another one that went to the line under a hold. And the 2 in Casino Mondale had followed up well last preparation. He's on debut. Interesting that they are electing him to run on the heavy track first up. But I just think he's definitely the watch in the race. And if he's done a bit of work, I perhaps will be moving him up closer in my numbers after looking at him. 1, 12, 14 and 2.
On to race number 2 now. 1 Subtle Grey, 3 even. 2 Malfoy, 480. 3 out. 4 Candy Girl, 750. 5 Circa Trova, 23, 6 out. 7 Ailey Avenue, 550. 8 Dangerous Dan, 11. Number 9 Dogged of Fury is 51. 10 out. 11 Harry and the Duke, 41. 12 Soul Tester, 23. 13 The Abyss, 10. 14 Sambica, 21. 15 out. 16 Ticket to Kentucky, 16. 17 Gravilia is 126. And 18 Danny Boy, 151. The tote favourite is number 1 Subtle Grey, 3 even.
7, 2, 1 and 4. And with the 7 here in Early Avenue. She's only a lightly raced filly, having the 3 career starts, and I just feel she's getting better every time she steps out to the races. She was only beaten 4 lengths at Taree 2 starts ago behind the Wild Wild West. Then went to Musselbrook. They rode her quiet from the barriers, and she worked home nicely out wide. She was only beaten the 1.2 lengths. So she's drawn to get a nice run today. I wouldn't be surprised if she settles a little bit closer in the run home. Up to the 1,400 metres suit. Yet to be tested on a wet track, likewise with a few of these, but I just like the way that she is progressing. The 2 in at Malfoy, here's another one coming out of that same race at Musselbrook where he finished 3rd. He was only beaten a length, so should be all the better for the experience. I think he raced like he's looking for 1,400. The top weight in Subtle Grey, he's doing nothing wrong. He's been placed 4 of his 8 career starts. Just ask the question, why he was 6 weeks between his first and his second up run, but that was at Newcastle, only beating the 2 lengths there over the 1,200 metres. Louise Day will take 1.5 kilos off his back. And at the 4 in Candy Girl, I thought looked the winner at Port Macquarie last start, led them up and was only run down late, so a backing trip should suit. 2, 7, 2, 1 and 4 for main race 2.
Race 3, 1 Anakin Daraxis is $26. 2 Crowd Surfer, 2 even, 3 out. 4 Pinnacle Power, 460. 5 Scorching, 26. Number 6 Bidden Bear, $3. 7 Hey Hey My My, 41. 8 out, 9. Trefranian is 16. Number 10 Zendaya, 26. 11, 12, 13, 14 out. 15 Miss Mac, 34. 16 Sun Peaks, 151. 2 even for 2 Crowd Surfer, the favourite.
2, 6, 4 and 9. I'm with him here, the favourite, the 2 in Crowd Surfer. I just like the way he closed off in that recent trial. He's had 2 trials in his preparation, one being at Wyong where he finished 3rd, beaten a length, and then at Newcastle. He was ridden in behind the leaders. There was a tearaway leader on that occasion. He's just given a little squeeze at the top of the straight and just like the way that he finished off. That was 800 metres The fact that he's debuting here at 12.50, drawn a good gate, should get a nice run. Over the six in Beat'em Bear, she's a lovely, lovely mare. She had the one run at Port Macquarie there last start. She's only beaten the 1.3 length. She was a little green. She wanted to over-race in the early stages and then was in restricted room at the top of the straight. But she finished off strongly. I feel she'll be all the better for the experience here. Four in Pinnacle Power. Look, he's had a few chances, but he's racing well. He's been placed for four of his 14 career starts. They've all been on the home track at Taree. Just a little bit of a question mark on him in the wet ground, but he does have that residual fitness on his side. And the nine in Tefranian. Thought the debut, or the first up effort, should I say, was strong enough, and there may be a bit of second up syndrome their last start. Can definitely improve. 2-6, 4-9 for me in race three.
Race 4, 1 is out. Number 2, Felpedo, 4 Domus, 3 out. 4 Royal Duke, 34. 5 Syrah, 26. 6 Bachelor, 23. 7 Falsified, 14. 8 Field Helmet, 26. Number 9, Natural Predator, is 18. 10 Runaway Jet, 34. 11 out. 12 Just Sizzling, $8. Number 13, Polyadore, 19. 14 Good Excuse, 2.15. 15 Tilbury Lodge, 26. 16 The Free World, 81. 17 Caleb Will Do, 26. And 18 out. $2.15 for number 14, Good Excuse favourite.
I'm with the two here in Salpedo. 2.15, 7 and 14. He's just a lightly raced horse. He's progressing in the right direction. He is still in his first campaign, but he's just getting better and better every time he steps down. Now, he went to Kempsey on debut. That was over the 1,000 metres, and he's just done a lot wrong. He was only beaten 0.5 of a length. He then went to Scone. He got himself very hot in the yard, and perhaps he just couldn't handle the trip away. But his run still had merit, only beaten the 2.3 lengths. And then he strung two wins together at his two most recent runs. That's not an easy thing to do. He went from the maiden to the class one. He now takes a step up once again, and he is a winner on the track. I just like the way that he's learning to race. He's putting it all together. I'm no doubt he'll be a nicer horse next preparation. But Colt Foss is talking a country championship with him. So if he is to win today, I'm sure he'll go to the paddock and come back mentally a better horse next preparation. And 15 in at Tilbury Lodge, I thought his first up run was good enough to suggest that he can run well here again. He's only beaten the two lengths at Grafton, and that was over an unsuitable 1,100 metres behind Wadipton. He's got the inside gate today. He's got the claim for Louise Day. And fitness-wise, just looking at him in the yard, he had improvement to make. The 7 in Falsified, I feel she's a big improver. She's just a genuine wet tracker. She's had full starts on a heavy surface for 3 placings. She hasn't run for a month. She went to Cessnock last start, where she covered a little bit of ground early in the piece. She was a little bit disappointing in the run home, only beat 4 lengths, but that was on a firmer track. I just feel that she's a two lengths better mare when she can get her toe in the ground, and she is coming back from the 15.70 back to the 12.50. So if they're vulnerable late, she's the mare that'll be getting home over the top of them. And the 14, the favourite in Good Excuse, I've got no knock on her. Every time she walks into the yard, she just parades better and better, and I thought she was good in winning last start at Port Macquarie. Wayne Wilkes put the winkers on her, and she seemed to track straighter, and she was definitely, her mind was on the job. Just the gate today, stepping up in grade is my only concern, but happy to have the two on top. 2.15, 7 and 14.
Race 5, 1 out, number 2 Ackerman is $7, 3 Takaraka, 6, 4 out, 5 American Star, 61, number 6 Tigers Image, 4 even. 7 is out, number 8, Carter Mocho, 17, 9, Princess Snowy, 9.50, 10 out. 11, Billabong Cindy, 10, 12, Uncanny Effort, 101, 13, Piccolo Miss, $9, 14, Kosher Smart, 15, 15, Cosmic Energy, 51, 16 out, 17, Lots of Diamonds, 19, 18, No Qualms, $5. Favourite here is number 6, Tiger's Image, at 4 even.
I have to go right down the bottom to find my top pick here. 18, 6, 2 and 11. I'm happy to have the 18 on top here in No Qualm. I just think he's taken a few runs to get to his peak fitness this time in. He finished second at Grafton 2 runs ago behind Kleng's Victory, come from a long way back, and was only beaten the 1.7 length. He went to Cross Harbour, which is a track that he races well on, and he finished third behind Baycate, who looks a promising type, only beaten a length. He is a horse Last start, he was closer in the run than where he usually settles, but look, three of his four wins have been on the Tyree track. He's a two-times winner on a heavy surface. And the problem with this race is a lot of these horses are up in the weights, where this horse will only carry 55 kilos. So I just feel he's a definite lightweight champ, and I have made him the best bet on the card. Over the six in Tiger's Image, done a good job to break the maiden first up on the Tuncurry track. That was a wet surface on that occasion. And went to Coffs Harbour, benchmark 58. Finished fourth in the same race as No Qualm there last start. And this horse covered a fair bit of ground, so he did have excuses. I just feel that he's got to carry the 59 and he's only won the one race, where No Qualm won the four and he's down on the 55. Two in Ackerman, just horses for courses. Absolutely love the Tyree track. All five of his wins have been on it. He's up 3.5 kilos in the heavy going. That's the only concern. The 62 kilos and may anchor him late. But the more speed on, the better for him. He is a backmarker that's forever needing luck in the run home. And the speed just wasn't genuine enough for him at Port Macquarie there on Cup Day. And the 11 in at Billabong, Cindy, the best of the rest. I'm not sure what's wrong with this mare. She's been trialing well. Her races have been probably below average, but they've taken the crossover nose then off. She likes the track. She's drawn well, and she doesn't carry much weight today. So she definitely gets a chance to put her best foot forward. 18, 6, 2, and 11 for me, race 5.
All right, race 6, 1, Petrosian, $9. Number 2, Copite, $3.90. 3, Zibbity Doodah is $13. 4, Supertonic, 5. Number 5, Art Damour is 5. 6, Fast Tycoon, $3.30. 7, Jack the Ringer at 10. Number 8, Butterwang, 41. And 9, French Command, 41. 10 is out. Favourite here, number 6, Fast Tycoon, 3.30. And we wish young Stephane Joseph all the best, having his first ride on Petrosian today in a race.
That's an excellent. Obviously, having your first ride in a race is always a big thrill. And to have one for Paul Perry to kick things off, I'm sure we'll be very excited. I found this very open. We're only left with 9 runners here. But I want to give the 4 another chance here in Supertonic. I like the first up. I thought she'd done enough work looking at her in the yard, but she was just disappointing in the run home. It was hard for horses to make ground on that occasion, but I know that she's probably a couple of lengths better mare on a wet track, and it was a good surface there first up. So I just feel she can improve. Where she's drawn today in the small field, she should get a nice run, and you know, she ticks a lot of boxes here today. So I just want to see her take natural improvement off that first up run. 7, Jack the Ringer, the old boy, he's flying. I loved his run at Port Macquarie in the sprint there over the 1,200 metres last start. He was in a restricted room. He was held up. He charged through, only beaten the 1.6 length. He carries no weight. He placed 3 from 6 on a heavy surface. Peter Graham sticks with him. Probably the only little minus is that he's had a couple of runs on the Tyree circuit and he's yet to place, but he's only got a run up to his last start effort. The 2 in Copite, I thought she was excellent in winning. She was 3 wide over the 1,200 metres at Port last start. She's just only a little mare, and she creeps back up to the 58.5 kilos today, but I think the 1,250 certainly suits her. The win will certainly give her a little bit of confidence, and she's in a good yard in the Adam Duggan stable. And then in for 4s, I've got the favourite in Fast Tycoon. I just thought he was probably looking for a little bit further now. His first up run, he ran out of his skin, and then he was at the 1,200 again at Port Macquarie. I thought he had every chance. He wasn't disgraced by any means, beating the 2 lengths. Just the only concern is I thought he'd be looking for a bit further, but set to peak third up. 2, 4, 6, 4, 7, 2, and 6, should I say, in race 6.
Right, race 7, the Cranback Cup. Now, 1 all but gone, 4.20. Number 2, Backhouse Billy, 6.50. 3, Snippet 8 is $1.90. 4, Scotty Bigotti, 17. 5, Capital Magic, 11. 6, Clunes Rocket, 11, 7 out, 8, Port Gold, 26, 9, Fast Quest, 17, 10, Court Appeal, 26, and 11 is out. Shorty here, $1.90, number 3, Snippet 8.
We've got a good mix of different form lines here, 1, 2, 3, and 5. With a top weight in All But Gone, he was only beaten the 1.3 length at Kembla 2 runs ago. He then went to the Cup race, and he finished second there at Canamble, and he was only narrowly beaten. I just thought that he was held up in a restricted room for a number of strides there. He loves the heavy track. I know he creeps up in the weights, but I just feel he's racing well enough, and it's probably the easiest race that he's found for some time. Over the two in Backhouse Billy, he went around in the Port Macquarie Cup and his run had merit. He was only beaten the six lengths there. This is definitely easier. Just not sure if they're a bit slick for him coming back to the mile, but I think the heavy track suits his chances. Three in Sniff and A. This horse is just improving with every preparation. He's had a habit of wanting to over-race, but his last few runs have been very genuine. He won at Cuncurry over the 1500. He then went to Farrable over the 1370. He got the job done there to win by a length and a half. And then at Cessnock in the Jungle Juice Cup, he was outside the leader. The winner just continued to kick in front of him. But I think the heavy track plays into his favour. He does need a cosy run to run a strong mile. And it is probably his toughest test to date, but he's an in-form horse and he's racing well. And the five in Capital Magic are the best of the rest. She's had a couple of runs back. She gets onto the home track where she's a two times winner. She gets her chance to acquit herself here. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Now, the final event, race 8, one's off in his land, 310, 2 winners lane, 480, number 3, Dizzy Success, 10, 4, Shadow Prince, $5. 5 and 6 out, 7, Dewdrop, 21, number 8, Mina Harker, 950, 9, Party Host, 13, 10, Manhattan Road, 41, 11, Financial, 650, number 12, Suggest a Partner, 26, 13, Kasaragi, 101, 14 out, 15, Splash of Lime, 101, favour 310, one's off in his land.
1, 8, 2, and 4. I'm happy to stick with him here, the favourite. This horse has just been placed to perfection this preparation. He won his maiden at Tari over the 1400 three runs ago. He then won over the mile once again. He was aided by a good ride. He then went to Port Macquarie in a class 3. He was back to the 1500. He probably took it a little bit longer than I had expected him to pick up, but I just think it's the fact that he was coming back in distance. He creeps up 2.5 kilos. That's probably the only minus, but he likes the track. He's drawn well, and he's just a horse that's flying. I know Grant Allard's got a big opinion of him, and this preparation, he's really lived up to expectations. The 18 at Minor Harker coming out of the same race there at Port Macquarie last start. I feel this mare had every chance in behind the leaders, but she's in a good frame of mind. She's racing well, meeting, obviously, the favourite. He's off and he's glad better at the weights today. The two in at Winner's Lane, I thought, run well at Scone over the 1400 last start, beating the 2.8 length. Only goes up 0.5 kilo and has got the fitness on his side. And the four in at Shadow Prince. This is another informed horse. The only minus I have with him is probably the wet track. Three of his wins have been up on top of the ground, but he does make his own luck up on the speed. 1, 8, 2, and 4 for me in the lucky last.
All right, any good things there?
Just made the one best bet today, Sean, and that is in race 5, number 18 in No Qualm. I think he's just been looking for a wet track and he gets it for the first time at this preparation. Quarter numbers in the first leg, I've gone with 3 selections, 18, 6 and 2. In the second leg, 4, 7, 2 and 6. In the third leg, 1, 2 and 3. And in the last leg, 1, 8 and 2.
All right, good on you, Priscilla. Have a wonderful day. It's a big day there today. Cranbach Cup Day. It'll be a beauty.
I'm sure they'll be. The crowd will be rolling through the door. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Priscilla. Priscilla Smith looking at Taree today. Now, it is 29 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Nothing short of a miracle will be enough for Australia to avoid a crushing defeat in the second test after Pakistan's batsmen showed no mercy in the series decider. Australia was set a mammoth target of 538 to win after Pakistan declared their second innings at 9 for 400 late on day 3. The tourists resume at 1 for 47 today, requiring another 491 runs to pull off a world record run chase in the series decider. In other cricket news, Australian women have opened their 5-match ODI series with a 5-wicket win over Pakistan. Jack Dempsey is a chance of making his return to Test rugby against the All Blacks in Japan, having been named in Michael Checker's Wallabies squad for Bledisloe 3. And in tennis news, Nick Kyrgios has with